Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for our weekly visit with Willie McGinnis, former New England Patriot defensive star, Patriots Hall of Famer. Willie, sponsored by Barmakian Jewelers and Town Fair Tire. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
I am well. How are you gentlemen doing?
We're good. Doing fine. You know, as a defensive star for the Patriots, as a guy who played defense your entire career, do you enjoy watching a 43-40 football game?
It's not ideal, but it happens. And, you know, when you play complementary football, sometimes as a defense, you struggle. I mean, we struggled as when I played defense. We had those games where offenses, you know, scored a lot of points. And you need your offense to kind of bail you out. And that's exactly what happened the other night.
Are you thinking now, you know, a really good offense is what you need more so than a really good defense? Maybe the last few years it's been that way. We saw a really high-scoring Super Bowl the last couple of years. But there's now been three games just this season where both teams have scored in the 40s. It seems like we're scoring even more and more points now in the league.
Yeah, well, I mean, we are. And I think you still need a really good defense. And if you watch that game against, you know, with Kansas City and the Patriots, defensively, they did a lot in the first half to actually help and contribute in winning that game. I mean, there were three times that Kansas City was in striking distance, you know, in the Patriots' territory, what, in the 25 or less, where they held them to field goals or interception right before the half, which could have easily, for that explosive team, could have easily been touchdowns. So I think the defense, you know, when you're playing against a high-powered offense, you can't take everything away. You've got to limit certain things, and you got to make some crucial plays, which they did to help win. So I thought it was a good team effort. It's tough, man. It's extremely tough. I'm watching that offense, and I'm saying to myself, wow, like when it's like a leak, man. When you stop one hole or plug, something else starts to fall apart. It was tough, but they did a good job. They did enough to win.
As you're watching the game on Sunday, as you said, the Patriots defense in the first half actually did a pretty good job. And then they come out of the locker room for the second half and boom, right down the field. What changes from the Patriots perspective, or is it just that Kansas City got better?
Well, Kansas City made some adjustments, and you got to give Andy Reid and that offensive staff some credit. You know, just like we see the Patriots do time and time again, there's in-game adjustments, there's halftime adjustments, and the really good teams, really good offenses, really good players, or defenses for that matter, they'll start, you know, they'll make plays as well. So that's what happened. And, you don't want it. That's not what you're going in and say, hey, okay, this half we stopped Hunt and we stopped Kelce and this didn't work. The second half, we're going to let these guys make plays. You try to prevent those things, but, you know, they're a really good football team and good offense, and they actually made some plays as well.
Through 6 weeks of the season, are the Patriots back to being the best team in the AFC, or do you think it's somebody else?
Well, I think they're still striving to be the best. 6 weeks in, I don't think anybody's playing or peaking. You know, at this time, we see teams that are the veteran teams that are starting to get better. Pittsburgh is starting to pick it up. Kansas City has been consistent. The Patriots, after, you know, week four or five, starting to play better. The really good football teams, Minnesota, the really good football teams are starting to pick it up and play better. But, guys, it's week six. Nobody's winning championships. There's a lot of work to do. Right when you think a team has got it, some team comes out of nowhere and beats them like we watched the Jags and Dallas football game. I think a lot of people were surprised by the outcome, how uneven it was. So teams are still figuring it out, making adjustments. But at this point, I would say week eight, week nine, you'll see the really, really good teams start to separate themselves.
Patrick Mahomes certainly looks like he's got a bright future. Have you seen many quarterbacks who can throw on the run and as hard on the run as he can?
Yeah, he has a unique skill set Some of the things he does is really unorthodox. The way he can deliver the ball off balance, feet, his footwork not being what you deem as technical, the right technique, rather. His arm is, I mean, he has a live arm. He can put the ball anywhere in any position. You know, and the only thing I fear with him is he has so much confidence. And he's so talented that he, you know, it seems like at certain times he feels like he can put the ball and take chances or throw across his body, which we've seen him do. And the majority of the time he makes the play. He makes the throw, accurate throw. But there's going to be some times with also, which we saw in the games, where you throw in the traffic, it's going to turn into an interception. So I would say with him, man, he has it all. The only thing I would just worry about, if I was his coach, would be like, listen, we know you have all the tools to do everything, but certain things you just got to stick to your technique and not take as many chances, because defenses are good too, and they will make plays.
Josh Gordon saw a real increase in playing time this past Sunday. How do you think he has fit in so far?
He's fitting in, and he will increase, I think, every single week. It's a sophisticated playbook. There's a lot of nuances to it. There's a lot of in-game adjustments, and there's also a lot of adjustments that Brady makes at the line. So I would stick to what I've been saying. He's the long-term. We'll see more and more as he gets more comfortable. Right now, the way I'm watching tape and watching it, it's a limited role still. I think they'll be able to use him a lot of different ways as the weeks go on.
How do you compare the quality of the AFC as compared to the NFC right now?
I think, starting off, I thought the NFC would be a lot stronger, a lot better. I'm starting to see the AFC pick it up a little bit more. You had two undefeated teams in both sides. Now we only got one, which is the NFC. But some of those NFC teams we thought would be really good are struggling and not playing that well. And now the AFC teams that didn't really start off strong are starting to play a lot better. So I think it's starting to even out a little bit.
What can you tell us about the Bears? That'll be the Patriots' opponent this Sunday. Obviously, we know Khalil Mack is there and has gotten off to a good start. They got a young quarterback. But what else can you tell us about Chicago?
Well, defensively, they're aggressive. They like to get after the quarterback. They could do it with four and drop seven. They're aggressive at taking the football away. They do a good job because of the front four of covering and doing double and taking away things. You know, this defense is tenacious. They're really disciplined. If you hold the ball, if you make mistakes, they're going to make you pay for it. And, you know, they were, you know, the top five, top three defense in the league. And I think what we saw last week by Miami and what they did happens to a lot of defenses, a lot of really, really good defenses. It's happened to Jacksonville. It's happened to Minnesota. It's happened to some of our better defenses in the league. And they'll get back on track. And I think they'll play a lot better against the Patriots, of course, because it's the Patriots. Offensively, I think Matt Nagy has a blueprint of what he wants to do with Mitch Trubisky. I think we saw that not last week, but 2 weeks ago. And it was against the Bucs. And I know the Bucs aren't very good defensively, but he showed that there's a lot of creativity in this offense. They showed that they can move the ball. They definitely can run the football with their running backs, and they got playmakers at the tight end position on the outside. And depending on the game plan and what he sees fit, Matt Nagy's going to try to find those mismatches, and he's going to give you a lot of different formations. He's going to move the pocket with Mitch. And, if you're not disciplined, if you don't play good ball, they can make plays and score points.
I'm a huge fan of Dante Scarnecchia, and I think he does a great job with the offensive line here. But oftentimes I think that the lack of sacks given up by the Patriots has a lot to do with the quarterback getting rid of the ball quickly, making good decisions. He made a bad decision Sunday night against Kansas City and ended up fumbling the ball away. I wouldn't expect you'd see a lot of those. He even said he can't make any more mental mistakes.
No, and you can't. I mean, Tom wants to be perfect in every single play. He puts a lot of pressure on himself, but you got to realize these defenses are good too. And going against that Bears defense, no, you cannot make a lot of mistakes. Khalil Mack, I don't know if he had one last week, but, you know, he had a strip sack, recovered fumble almost in every game he's played in. So you got to be cautious that they're trying to rip the ball and take the ball away. But, yeah, of course, the release, getting the ball out, it negates a good pass rush every single time. The offensive line understands the timing and what they're trying to do. So it's great. It's great cohesiveness between the quarterback and the offensive line. And I agree. I think Dante Scarnecchia is amazing. He's been there since I was drafted there in 94. Definitely a foundation and somebody who's responsible for a lot of the success on that offensive side of the ball. And I just think it works fine. I think Tom takes a lot of pressure off of that offensive line with his release and what he does. And that put pressures on the defense as well.
Deion Lewis was a really good player for the Patriots. Do you see Sony Michel as an upgrade, or is that too early to tell?
I don't like to compare. I think they're a little bit different. I think Sony Michel's role right now is he's the pounder. He's the guy who's going to run the football. Deion was used in a lot of different ways. I think we see more of James White having that role, being a runner, running the football, and then as one of the better receivers on the team. Sony Michel's working his way. I think he's doing a great job. If you want to run the ball, you want to have balance offensively, I think you got to have, in today's game, a guy that can catch the ball effectively out of the backfield and make plays and run the ball so they can't switch personnel. And I think you got to have a thumper, also somebody you can feed the ball 25 times to, to establish the physical part up front and then to finish football games, which we saw. And take take time off the clock, which we saw with Sony. And I think they got two complimentary backs right now that are playing at a certain level, and they've always had that. And that's been a part of their success offensively, is having those weapons at the running back position.
You can follow him on Twitter, at Willie McGinnis, NFL Network analyst, Patriots Hall of Famer Willie McGinnis. We appreciate the time, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.